Yeah, Daf Kufiyud Beis Amar Alfi on top. The last Gemara was even though we passed in the what the Nisin Tan by Nisin Tan is Muta, the last Gemara was that if you cut with a fleshitik a knife or tznoin a radish, since it's sharp, so the Gemara ends up Hanimila b'tznoin by a radish, the agav churfei bola. Since it's sharp, therefore take out the tam of the knife and the tam of the meat that comes out of the knife, and it'll make your radish a fleshitik. Gemara says the aval kishos. What's going to be by regular cucumbers? That even though you cut it with a fleshitik knife, with a knife that you cut meat before, gora levei paskiv yochol. All you have to do is just like scrape it off, scrape away the surface like of the cut, and then you could eat it. You could even eat it with milk. Rashi says like kishos, like cucumbers, mesuki. It's like sweet. Ve'nivla b'seichoy. No tam of the knife like comes out because it's cold, so no tam comes out. Elu Rashi says Hashem nunis saf v'yomed al mokam achtach. But you have to be afraid maybe some fat that was on the knife now came off onto the cucumber, the place where you cut it. Therefore you have to still scrape off like the ends of the cucumbers where you cut it to make sure there's no fat that was on it. Yeah. And then you'll eat it, or said even with milk. So Rashi comes out, Hilkah, which is therefore, she says, Dogim sholo bekara, if you have fish that was put up into a flesh sticker pot, is mut loch lam bekutach. You'll eat it with milk. Because the omelet we had before, the yei noisin tam abo min amamish, el noisin tam abo min noisin tam, the stam karam no chokha name, stam a pot is usually cleaned out from its fat, and therefore it's only a tam of meat that was in the pot. So since you only put this fish on top of the pot, therefore that's called the Nisim Tam, Ba Nisim Tam Datera, and it's Muta. So only a shayla here, it's only by something sharp that it becomes osa. And also only by knife are we afraid, maybe there's shamnunis. There's some fat left over on the knife, therefore even if you cut a cucumber with the knife, you have to make sure to cut off, scrape off the parts of the cucumber, then no fat is left on it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Kilcho de lifta." What's going to be upon the a stalk from turnips? Kilcho de lifta. Shari, if you cut it with a flesh of a knife, you'll not eat it. Tisilka. What about if you cut, let's say, a stalk of a beet? Silka's beets. That's asira. Mashma beet are a little bit sharp. At least the stalks of it is a little bit sharp, and therefore sasat eat it with milk. Rashi says the fish are nice and tam behem, like the knife gives off tam into this silk, into the beet, and therefore it's like flesh, because you can't eat it with milchix. For the posach behu, the lifter shapidomi, means if in between you cut the beet, you go and cut turnips, then it's okay. Rashi says the posach bud lifter means orvon, beis chatuch and shechotach achas shalefes. First you cut the turnip. V'yacha shel trad, and then you cut the beet. Sa halefes mevatel tam hashem nunis. When you first cut the turnip, that was mevatel any tam of hashem nunis from the sakin. V'yena trad, and then mekabim tamemenu. Then the trad and the beets don't receive it. So that's why we say the beet is also only if you cut first the beets with this knife. But if you first cut turnips with the knife, adarabah, that takes away any tam of the meat. And when you cut the beets later, it'll be mutter. Another more says, "Boy minei Rav Dimim Rav Nachman." Rav Dimim is a shalach from Rav Nachman. Ma'ali anuche kado de milcho gabe kado de kamcha. Can you put, let's say, a dish, a jar of salt next to a jar that has milk, like a salt shaker? Can you keep it one next to another? Like, are we afraid that we take the salt, maybe some of the milk will go into the salt, it will become milchiks, and then you may use the same salt to play shiks? You shouldn't do this. Rashi says, "Mi chashin are afraid shem miyipol min akuta v'melech. Maybe some of this milk will fall into the salt, and therefore you won't realize it. And later you'll take this salt and use it for meat. So are you afraid of this or not?" Omle said back to me, "Yes, also you should not do it. You should not have a salt dish next to a milk dish. Because we're afraid." So he has to kasher the chol amai. What's going to be the loch of your vinegar? Rashi says, "Derech losay schaymes techa tavshol." He used to put vinegar in the middle into the food. So are you afraid also that Shem Yipol, can you have a jar of vinegar next to a jar of milk? Again, are you afraid that maybe the milk will fall into the vinegar or not? So this he said back, Omalei Sharet. So this is Mutter. A vinegar jar you could have next to the milk. So the question was, Mishnah, what's the difference? So he answered back, L'chitech lo kuru de milcha. When you go measure out for me, a kuru's worth of salt. Meaning to say, like, there's a big difference. And my time, what's the difference? Hai isi sur bienai, fi hai lesi sur bienai. But when the milk falls into the salt, that's called this nicker. Rashi says, Mavnei shu'ab, it's very thick. Filet bottle doesn't become bottle. Avokuta chanofa b'chaymetz, when the little milk falls into the vinegar, it's not called then, like mashmah, the milk doesn't get absorbed, it doesn't stay in the vinegar. It's only tam. And the tam anam lo yoyev kuta b'chaymetz, that's another mitzvah, Rashi says, that the vinegar does not, the milk does not give taste into the vinegar. So if I buy the vinegar, even if milk falls in, still will be mutter. Mashen kein by salt, if it falls into the salt, mashmah still stays ben. This kutach is not just tam milk, it's a dish that has some milk inside it. It's milchix. But mashmah, if this falls into salt though, it does not get dissolved, it stays there, and there were chash, maybe come to use this salt for flesh shakes, and that's also. So that's what Maisu is supposed to have really separate salt shakers for milchix and for flesh shakes. So if you have an open dish of salt, for sure it's also. Shall if you have a regular salt shaker, there could be a little bit more lakula because the salt shaker, if it's closed, so you don't really put your hands inside to get the salt out, you just shake it out. So that's a little bit more of a kula, but usually the minis anyway to try and have separate salt shakers for fleishik and for milchik. Now the word says, a huba guvza. It was like a young a chicken, a young bird, a young pigeon. Dinofa lakada de kamcha. It once fell into a jar of this milk sauce, fell into this milk. So Masha was, So Pasha was a cold piece of pigeon that fell into the milk. So Shaya Rav Chinuna bred the rover mi Pashrunya. He held it was Mutta. Rashi says, Alpha pi shakutach mliyachu. Even though in this kutach, in this dish of milk, it was a little salty also. Still, we don't consider it now to be salted in the milk. They say that it's called like rosteach, like it's hot, and that the chicken should become also in the milk. But no, it's still considered cold and cold. Just take out the chicken and wash it off, and it's okay. So Mara says, Omar Rav said, Man chacham, who's so smart like? Le mishri, to say it's mut, to say you're allowed to eat this, ki hai gav, like this case, ilav, isn't it? Rav Chinuna bre de Rav mi Pashrun, isn't it him? He's such a great chacham, he was able to be moderate. Why? Because Kesavah heals like this. Said ki yomah Shmuel, when does Shmuel say his halacha, that maliach harei feraseach, something that's salted, it's sort of like it's hot, like it's cooked up. Hani mili, when is that? Hecha diena necha machmas molcha. It has to be so salty that you cannot eat it now. It's not just I'm a little bit salt in the dish, but it has to be so salty you can't eat it, like if you salt meat. So that salt, is so much salt on the meat you can't eat it now. That amount of salt makes it like it's hot. Aval hai kuta, but this dish here that has milk inside, this milk like a dish, even though it's salty, but this salt is not that much. You can still eat it because of its salt. So therefore, it's not considered kemaliach. It's not called karaseach. So therefore, it's called tzainin b'tzainin. And therefore, come off. Therefore, the just wash off the pigeon and its mutta. This is not called karaseach. Yeah. Now, behind mili, when do we say this chai? Only if the meat is still raw. If it's raw meat. We said just wash it off and it's mutter. Avotzli boy klifa. Let's say the meat was roasted. Then no, if a roasted piece of chicken, the meat of chicken, fell into the milk, then you have to have klifa. Then you have to cut off the klifa. Rashi says milmalas of it, like all around the chicken, you have to cut off its top layer. Klifa, you have to like peel it off. Now the yispe pili, if it has holes inside it, Rashi says bekoyim. Vutzli, two things. It was a roasted piece of meat, and also the like holes, cracks inside the meat. Then Rashi says, then lo sagle beklip, if this piece of meat now fell into the milk, then it's not enough just to be cut off, take out the outside peel of it, but the whole thing becomes us. Rashi says, lefisha b'leya derech hanikovim, because it goes inside it through the holes of the meat. And mekulu yasa, the whole thing remains also. The mitzvah betavlin, let's say this piece of meat was spiced first. Rashi says, atavlin shenis bashtu imoy, when you first cooked up this meat, you spiced it. Some rachin, I said, makes the meat very soft, and now it's easy to be belay, to absorb the milk. Ushinofu cook when it fell into this, to the milk, have a tzomel of loya bola. It was like thirsty to be absolved and absorbed the milk. Therefore, also the piece of meat remains also. That's called vivit. The matul batavim was first spiced, so kulu yasa. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. That's the halacha. Yeah, I think it's a shell. I think we hold, but even if it's a cold piece of meat, but as long as it's once spiced, so now it falls into the milk, and the whole meat would become asa. Yeah. The verse is right. Yomer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Kikar Shechot Chalei Bosa. If you have a piece of bread, then on top of the piece of bread you cut the meat. Shabasa. So also lochlo. You're not allowed to eat this bread anymore. Yeah, we'll soon see what Rashi says. Shchadach lebasa ki shuchaytech minatzli. His last lachm of nei shadam yotzev nivlaboy. He can't eat this bread now because the blood of the meat came out and went into the bread. So you have this piece of meat that you were roasting, and right after you got finished roasting it, you cut it on top of a piece of bread. So it's also because we said the dam goes into the bread and it's also to eat this bread now. That's Shmuel's halacha. The Hani Milgamar says the Yasmik. Only if it was a red piece of meat. Rashi says, Shoya Bos Adam, the meat was red. And that's when we say the blood, that when you cut it now, the blood comes out of it. And the Hani Mili, the Avrei. Rashi says, Shenekev, Shenokev has dam, has klemar. Ovar mitzido litzidoi. The avri, what you cut it through from one side to the other side. Then we say a lot of blood comes out. Oh no, something means cut. And it's only us if the blood like went through both sides of the bread. It went through it. His behind meaning the overhani mil the over means the dam went through the bread. Vahani meaning the asmeche. Also, it's only if the blood itself was like thick. It was like thick blood, not just thin stuff. The juice that came out of the meat was thick. The asmeche. Our klishta, if it be very thin, then less lambo. That's nothing. And that's considered like a charm gravy. That's not called meat anymore. That's not called blood anymore. Rashi says, how many mean the Rashi says, not of hadam es akika, right? Kolema over mitzid letidai. That the blood itself went from one side to the other side of the bread. That's when it's also. You know, Rashi also, Asmecha means shoy oise meil, the juice that's coming out of the meat, was very thick. But if it's thin already, that's not dam anymore. Yeah. But this is only what meat that you roasted without first salting it. But our meat that's always salted, there's no problem. The juice that comes out of it later is only called spun gravy, that's not called meat. Now, let's number. Shmuel shodile lekalbe. Shmuel had this bread that they cut the meat on top of. He threw that bread to his dog Shlakalbin. Rav Huna Yoiv Le Shammai. Rav Huna gave it to his own Shamash, to his servant Teet. So the question is, how could he do that? Lachura Shamash was a Jew. So the question is, Monashach, what's going on here? Ishari Lekuli Yalmashor, if it's Mutat Teet, says you Mutat for anybody. Not only his Shamash, he should also see it, eat it. E Osir, if it's Osir then, so Lekuli Yalmashor, he should for anybody. How could he give it to his Shamash? Rashi says, Monashach, di you loy boy, the man, he didn't want it from it. But to Shamash, he gave it, how could that be? So my answer is like this. Shani Rav Huna, di anina datoi. Rav Huna held that it was a mutter. Either it wasn't the thick juice that came out, it was the thin juice, so really it was mutter. Just he was a very delicate person, for him he didn't want to eat it. Rashi says, Haidu lo yochole mishum di istinesu. He was delicate. Valav mishum isu, not because it was really also. As he held that juice is not dam, so really it's mutatit. Mercer's Rava Ochole, Rava ate it. Rava ate this juice that came out of the meat. the korilei chamar bosi, called like the wine of the meat. In other words, that's not called the dam. Once you roast the meat and the meat is edible, the dam already came out of it. What comes out afterwards is only called the juice, the gravy. Rashi says, yayin ha-basal, like the wine of the meat. That's what we hold, avar etz mutatit. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ein manichen kli tachas basar. Again, when you're roasting meat, raw meat when you're roasting it, so you shouldn't put a pot underneath the meat to receive the gravy, the juice that comes out of it. Yeah. Why? Because there's blood coming out, so you shouldn't receive that blood. Sein manichen kli tachas basar, achiyichla komar sadu meshabo. Until afterward, the juice that comes down doesn't look red anymore. It looks other colors. Then it's mutter. Rashi says, achiyichla, shiye kol domai kvar nifumen, all the blood went out already. Then it's mutter. So verse says, mino yadin, how do we know that? How do we know when all the blood came out already? So mazutra mishmeh, the rapoporoma, mishetala timrosai. When the smoke starts to come up, Rashi says, shabos somal oshan, when the meat starts to give up smoke. So that's the proof it's not dam coming anymore, but then it's the fat of the meat, that's what caused the smoke to come out. Rashi says, another lashon is, because kol zaman, the blood is coming out, is the coals don't give off smoke, like they're going out. But when the shum, when the fat starts to come down, then it gives off smoke. So mashma, first the dam comes out of the meat, and then the fat comes out of it. So when you have the smoke coming up, that's the fat, then it's mutter, to start catching the gravy. Mask of Lord Ravashi, Rashi has a question still. The duma may be titoi moto iloi le moto. Maybe the bottom part of the meat take was roasted well, and that part started to give off some fat. But the top part of the meat wasn't roasted well yet, and that's still giving off its blood. So how could you say once it starts to smoke, like the fat is coming down, but there still could be some blood coming down from the top piece of the meat? So how do you know when you can start catching the gravy? Once like this, Ela Radom Ravashi, left like Takanta, there's no real way to know exactly when there's no blood there anymore. You can't know, you can't tell. Ela, the Eitzer is rather, Mishta Be Tati Gloli Milcha. The row inside this pot that you catch in the gravy, two like portions of salt. That's where you should throw these. You throw the two lumps of salt you should throw there. Rashi says, Tre Gloli de Milcha. Whether it's on the meat or whether it's in the kli, the adam nigrul etzla melech lishalayim, and that salt will cause the blood to go on the bottom of the pot, and therefore you should just take the top part of the gravy, that will be mutter, and the dam will go to the bottom. The answer is to throw two lumps of salt into that pot. And then like pour off, and then pour off just the top part of the gravy. That's mutter, just the fat pour off. But the bottom part that has the blood, that leave over. Like Rashi says, Kloima, Yara Hashumin, Helion, pour off the top fat slowly. That's mutter, that gravy is mutter. And the bottom part that has the blood, that you shouldn't take. So you shouldn't take it. O Malay Ravacha, bread, Ravikla, Ravacha.